This is Akashvani, the news read by Apu Kapak. The Supreme Court has stayed certain provisions of Waqf Amendment Act 2025. A bench comprising Chief Justice of India B.R. Gawai and Justice A.G. Massey stayed the provision that a person should be a practitioner of Islam for 5 years to create a Waqf till state governments frame rules regarding the determination of this condition. The provision allowing designated government officer to decide the dispute whether a Waqf property has encroached upon a government property has been stayed, with an observation that an executive officer cannot be permitted to adjudicate the rights of personal citizens, and this will violate the separation of powers. However, till adjudication happens by the tribunal, no third party rights can be created against any parties. The provision allowing the nomination of non-Muslim members to the Waqf boards has not been stayed. Minister of Minority Affairs Kiran Rijiju today welcomed the Supreme Court verdict on the Waqf Amendment Bill, describing it as a beacon of India's parliamentary democracy. Speaking to the media in Mumbai, Rijiju noted that the bill was passed in Parliament after the longest discussion in history and asserted that it will benefit the entire Muslim community, including poor Muslim brothers and women. The Prime Minister today launched development projects worth over 40,000 crore rupees in Bihar's Purnia district this afternoon. He will address a public meeting at Sisha Bari in Gulab Bagh in Purnia this afternoon. The Prime Minister inaugurated the newly built Purnia airport and start flight service from the airport. With this, domestic flight services from Purnia will commence to other parts of the country. Modi also launched National Makhana Board in Bihar. Swachh Bharat Abhiyan is a national campaign initiated to eliminate open defecation, improve solid waste management and to create open defecation-free ODF villages by Government of India on 2nd October 2014. The Abhiyan is making revolutionary changes. A research paper was published recently in Nature magazine about the changes after end of open defecation in India. A study undertaken by University of California and Ohio State University stated that Abhiyan was successful in preventing almost 70,000 deaths annually. Under Abhiyan's successful initiatives, toilets were built in almost 12 crore households, clean water supplied to about 78% of the houses. Further, target to make cities garbage free by 2026 was set up. Annual cleanliness surveys are being conducted and people's participation have also increased. As a result, India's image on the cleanliness map has significantly improved compared to the past. River Ganga is the lifeline of India, sacred, eternal, and a vital artery of India's economy. The Namami Gange program, launched in June 2014 by Government of India, is an ambitious and holistic initiative to restore the health of the River Ganga. PM Modi has emphasized that cleanliness of Ganga is a collective responsibility. Namami Gange is a multifaceted approach integrating pollution abatement, ecological restoration, capacity building, and community engagement. It focuses on both the river's environmental integrity and the livelihoods of millions who depend on it. Sewage treatment capacity has surpassed the pre-2014 capacity by over 30 times. The improvement in riverine ecosystem is substantiated by increase in population of gangetic dolphin. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has said that if artificial intelligence AI is printing, then the regulation should also run on race equally. The minister said this while launching Niti Aayog's report on the roadmap of AI for Viksit Bharat and the Frontier Tech Repository in New Delhi today. Sitharaman cautioned that AI's rapid growth, saying that people should be conscious and not sit back on ethics. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.